In victory or defeat, true fans never quit. Champions are made by the fans. That's why 5-Hour Energy is adding a new limited edition Stand the Fan 5-Hour Energy Shot to their roster. Fuel your team's spirit with a taste as sweet as an overtime win. Packed with an all-star lineup of B vitamins, nutrients, and 230 milligrams of caffeine, it keeps you feeling energized, loud, and proud all game long. Check out 5hourenergy.com to grab your Stand the Fan Shot today.
Set up this extra point.
It's time for the Extra Point with Mully and Haw on 670 The Score.
Big Z, who joins us at 7 this morning, mentioned the Bears' failure to get pressure on Jordan Love as a problem for the Bears' defense. The Bears have hit Love 6 times and sacked him 3 times in 3 games over 2 years. The Packers put the same stats against Caleb Williams on Sunday. Is this team still short a pass rusher or maybe even two?
I don't agree with Brad that the biggest problem the Bears face is the lack of a pass rush, or that that's a bigger concern than some of the end of the game decisions. But that's a debate for another day, and that's okay. I will agree that the pass rush has been lacking, and it's been noticeably kind of tepid and really taking a step backward. And I think part of that's because Montez Sweat has been injured, doubled, ineffective. All I know is they played 10 games. He's got 3.5 sacks. And the great multiplier hasn't really been multiplying, and you need him to add some to his sack total, and he needs to multiply so other people can be better at their jobs and rush the passer. Montez Sweat has not dominated in the way that we expected him to dominate. There could be very understandable reasons for that, but that's a big part of this. So they're short a pass rusher because they don't have the biggest pass rusher they have living up to expectations. So they have they have enough to be better. They have enough to be better, so they should be better.
Agreed, David. They should be better. Montez Sweat should be better. Takes himself out of games, seems to not be in there for every single important snap. And we went over the top on him not set. When he's not there, the Bears can't set an edge. He's still a very good player, but 3.5 sacks for the amount of money that he is provided by the Bears is not nearly enough.
Well, he's their best defensive lineman. I got to tell you, I don't want to go after individual players, but they could use someone opposite him, whether that's developing a player, whether that's, Austin Booker eventually getting better. I don't know. DeMarcus Walker's doing fine, but you could use better. They don't have the three technique. I thought that we had decided that he was going to be better this year, Jerron Dexter. And it doesn't look like he's gotten much better. Zach Pickens, I know he was hurt for a while, but he's not making tons of plays either. I thought those guys would be making more plays by now. And I think that, it's a little scary when you think about waiting on guys to develop. It doesn't mean they can't do it. It's just sometimes it's not happening kind of in line with how the defense is growing. I'd like to see more signs of them getting better so you feel like you don't need to keep adding to that moving forward. And that to me is really the root of the question. That other than Montez Sweat, who would you not replace if you had the opportunity to get better? And that's the NFL. That's how you're supposed to approach it, and that's how they should approach it. But they've got guys. I just would like to see them kind of do more. That's all. Not taking shots.
Need to push the right buttons.
Does the result change anything for you as far as going forward? Would you do the same thing again in a similar situation?
Yeah, where the conditions were and where we were in the game, I would say, yeah, I would do the same. Would you like to be closer? Yeah, sure. You'd like it to be at the 50-yard line, but it is where it is. And you could have done a bunch of different things there. You could have ran a pass. You could have ran a play, outside play. You could have ran another play that we punched it there, forward for 2 yards, from the 30 to the 28. So, again, if that thing breaks for a couple more yards, it's definitely a positive. But that's where it is.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 6-7 of the Score. That's Matt Eberflus sticking to his guts.
You know what else he could have done?
Won the game?
You could have believed in your team.
Oh, boy.
I'm just saying, that's when he comes right down to a lot of possibilities, a lot of possible outcomes. The thing that bothered me the most is not that he doubled down necessarily. Coaches are going to be stubborn. I think that the whole idea, the premise of him not believing that something good could happen if he believed in his team was the biggest takeaway for me.
Yeah, I mean, look.
He assumed that they could get a holding call.
Yes.
A false start. Something bad was going to happen. When you assume something bad could happen, something bad usually happens.
Yeah, here's the thing. They should have kicked it. And they should have won the damn game. There's no shadow of a doubt. But the reality is that the guy that kicked it is perfect inside 40 yards. We all know that. Yep. I'm not saying it's a question of what he's perfect. He is 70 of 70. So you just really can't get past that fact.
It's hard to.
I'm not saying they could have gotten down to a 40-yard field goal. I'm not saying that they have a play in their hip pocket that'll get them 7 or 8 yards or whatever they would have needed. But there is that possibility. There was time left. You probably could have run a couple
plays. You could have run 2 plays, probably.
Yes, you could have.
You really? Did you see what DraftKings tweeted out?
No.
Okay, this is statistic.
Okay.
The Bears had a 71.3 chance to win during Sunday's game against the Packers, and they lost. Over the last 3 seasons, the Bears have blown 5 leads with a 90% or higher chance of winning. The odds of losing all 6 of those games are 1 in 68 million.
Coaches hit the lotto. you're more likely to get struck by lightning.
Is that bad luck, bad coaching, a combination of both?
Well, there's the problem is that, did you say 6 times, right?
Yeah.
That is, there's a combination going on of bad coaching with bad luck.
The trend is your friend.
Yeah. There's bad coaching involved in
that. Yeah, there is. And I think that's what we're talking about. The judgment in late game situations, the decision making is what Bigsy and I sort of disagreed about.
Yes.
But we both can agree that they need to rush the passer better, but they need to make better decisions down the stretch.
He is in a muddle with the whole penultimate play thing.
Yes.
That's been the problem now. The last play of the game, when you lose on the last play of the game 2 times in a 4-week stretch, you do so because you have made the wrong decision on more than one play and not just the 2 game deciders. It was the wrong decision on the play before each of the other ones.
Will he last until the penultimate game of the season?
I think he is going to. And I think he's going to get one more bite at that apple against the Packers.
In Lambeau.
I don't think there'll be many more after that.
I don't either.